Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, the time that you're spending being involved and being engaged and just truly, truly getting some information, getting informed. Stop spewing the party line. Head up to the website, therealside.com. I'll wait. Go ahead, head up, though, except if you're driving. You can do that later on. Right? You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Look, sign up for the email blast. I send out one a week, and there's a nice little block that you can put your email in. Not a big deal. Doesn't take brain surgery. You don't even have to be a high school graduate to figure this one out. That's how simple it is, right? On top of that, you can get our app. You can get that through the Apple Store, the Google Store, however it is that you get the applications on your phone. That's a way to do it. Or if you want to be notified, you know, text alerts as to what's going on. You want to text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you're being part of as well as you should be. All right. We got a lot. Got a lot going. I'm starting to sound like Hannity, right? We got so much going on tonight. I don't want to do that. Not that I dislike him, but I don't want to sound like that. Anyhow. So, Stephanie Whitmore will be on with us later on. And she had a real curveball in her life. Her husband, David, found himself 23 days away from retiring, pretty excited, from AT&T. He was there for 30 years, and then they let him go. And all of a sudden, they had to regroup, seriously. So we're going to talk to her, find out what she did, how she made ends meet. You know, I hear from some of you on a regular basis on what's going on in your lives and some of the stuff that's happening with you. Look, you're still in America. You're still in America. That's right. You're still in the old USA, and there's still opportunities for you to not just to make money, but to live well. Right. So I don't want to be a millionaire. Nobody asks you to be a millionaire. Just live well. Pay your bills. Pay your electric bill. Pay your water. Pay your gas. That kind of thing. So we'll learn. Hopefully, we'll learn something from her on how to keep that going, how to make that actually happen. Well, federal judges held that three University of Iowa employees personally liable in a First Amendment case. So some of you educators that listen to the show, take heed to that. Because I know some of you that are keeping young people from being able to speak their mind when it comes to their religion and or political beliefs. You've stopped them from saying something or speaking out what they believe. It's okay for you to do it. You've got them in the room. You're the authority figure. They have no choice in the matter. Federal judge ordered the three employees of the University of Iowa be held personally liable for violating a Christian student organization, their First Amendment rights. It's about time somebody started looking at these in a real way. Not every religious thought is a problem. According to the court order, Vice President for Student Life, Melissa Shivers, Associate Dean of Student Organizations, William Nelson, and Coordinator for Student Organization Development, Andrew Kutcher, were all three actively involved in the process that eventually led to the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship being deregistered as an official student organization. Because because the group, when we reported on this a while back, the Christian group wouldn't drop the requirement that leaders adhere to Christian faith. I mean, who would have thought that a Christian organization would want people who lead it, maybe they have a Christian foundation? I don't know, just throwing it out there. Now, the school said it violated the university's human rights policy. But human rights policy states that the registered student organizations must be open to all students without regard to race, creed, or color, religion, national origin, age, or sex. Pregnancy, disability, genetic information, status as a U.S. veteran, service in the U.S. military, sexual orientation, no wonder they don't want to read the whole thing. I mean, are we serious with this? We really need this in today's day and age? How about just don't discriminate against anybody for any reason? How's that? That work for you? Works for me. Federal court documents cited a federal statute that states government officials are personally liable only for their own misconduct, and that therefore Shivers, Nelson, Kutcher, as employees of taxpayer-funded public universities, should be held to that standard. Setting aside for a moment the issue of qualified immunity, the undisputed facts show that defendants Shivers, Nelson, and Kutcher were actively involved in the review of the organization and the enforcement of the human rights policy. Court order went on to say that basically they didn't do their due diligence. They didn't do what they needed to do to make sure that the students' rights, the group's rights, were also enforced. Now, they contradicted the human rights clause and told the group that it would be deregistered if it failed to remove the offending provision from its constitution, which the group said, you know, you had to be a Christian to be in Christian leadership. Kind of hard for an atheist to be in Christian leadership, don't you think? See, they're looking for ways. They're good little Democrats, aren't they? They're looking for ways to get around the law. They're looking for a way to, I guess, push up against the law without stepping over. Although acting in a supervisory capacity, Nelson and Shivers were actively involved in a process that led to their deregulation. Listen, it's stupid for tax dollars, to use tax dollars to sue these schools and these individuals when there's tax dollars that's defending them and going to pay the fine. You're just robbing from the taxpayers, ultimately. Think about it. But now if you start going after these people individually, it opens up a whole new world, doesn't it? Stephanie Whitmore joins me. She wraps it a break. Don't go far. Got a lot going on, a lot that you need to know about. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a book.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Or send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And, you know, we send out an email once a week. I don't even inundate you. Some people do it, like, every day. It makes me nuts. I'm not going to make you nuts. So if you don't want the email, it's not your thing. You can always be notified by text message. And that's really simple. You shouldn't have a problem with this one. You want to text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Again, like I said, it ain't that hard, now is it? All right. So we talk about these kind of things on the show on a regular basis. And it's kind of like some of you are going through some things in your life, and I know it. You write me all the time about, you know, whether you've lost your job, or your company's gone out of business, or you've had to retool. We no longer need you know, 8-track tape technicians. Those are long gone, I'm sure. And so there are other ways to retool your life. There's other ways to make changes in your life where you can still succeed in this country. Look, the American dream is not dead. You see people change their lives every day of the week. You see them coming into adversity, and they turn things around, and they make things better. So my next guest is fits exactly that mold. And when you talk about somebody who was thrown a curveball and then all of a sudden had to make a change, this is a big deal. So Stephanie Whitmore, her husband David, like many Americans, found himself 23 days away. I think we lost her. We'll get it back on, though, in a second. Found himself 23 days away from retirement. And all of a sudden, before you know it, AT&T said, hey, we don't need you anymore. Right? And I'll tell you, I heard stories about that in the past. I never really, really understood it. I didn't know anybody that actually happened to, but we do now. So anyway, Stephanie, I know you didn't hear my intro to you, but welcome to the show. Appreciate your time with me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Joe, for having me on. I really appreciate it.
So I was telling people about your husband, losing his job, 23 days before retiring. Man, that had to be a shock. I could see him coming home and telling you about it. You're going, what? Wait a minute, what happened? And like other people, it would have also thrown their lives into chaos, right?
Yeah.
And you actually have a bit of a physical challenge, an issue that you're dealing with on top of all this, and for some odd reason you decided to go launch a gourmet food company after all this went down. Help me. Were you a heavy drinker at the time? I mean, why would you do something like this?
Right. What is she thinking? Yeah. So exactly what you were just saying. He's been with AT&T for almost 30 years, and I did. I got a call in the afternoon one day, and at first I kind of thought it was just like a joke. I was like really kind of in shock because over the years we've kind of talked about the stability of his particular position, and he was the only one in his position doing his job, which, all along we kind of felt like he was safe, and like I said, he was 30 years in.
Right.
So he called and he said, I've been let go. And I'm like, I really, like I said, I thought he was joking, and he was not joking. It was not the joking voice. And I said, are you serious? And he said, yeah. He goes, I'm packing my stuff up right now. I'll be home in just a little while. And to make a story very short, basically they were doing away with that particular position. They said that they were going to combine it with someone else's position. Even though we thought he was safe, there was still absolutely a reason that they could let him go. So they did. And to add insult to injury, the way their particular company worked is they use your age and years of service, and it has to equal a certain number. And with him in particular, he was considered to be only 23 days away from what they say is retirement eligibility. So, as you can imagine, that sent us into a tailspin, and
wow.
We were like, "What in the world?" What in the world are we going to do?
So you didn't crawl up into a ball into a corner. You didn't start screaming, yelling, "God, why us? We're never going to be able to make it." You kind of had to find that strength, didn't you?
We did. We really did. And we had to sit down one night and really kind of go through things and decide what was going to be the next chapter in our life. And this sounds really silly on the surface when I say this out loud. But prior, I would say maybe a couple months before we had gotten this news, I had this baked bean recipe. A girlfriend of mine had come over to the house, and she had tried these baked beans that I have. And she was like, Stephanie, you really need to sell these things. And I'm like, well, how in the world do you go about doing that? Well, anyways, I actually started to try. I had started sending out some samples, talking to some investors, and I got amazing, wonderful feedback.
Wait a minute. You can't just fly by that, okay? You call investors. You say, hey, listen, I got these baked beans. TV people tell me that are really good. How do I get you to try some? I mean, baked beans. We're not talking about a cure for cancer here. How did you?
Right.
How did you sell this? How did you get this out and about? How did you get anyone know about your product?
As crazy as it sounds, that's exactly what I did. I started looking up, and that is the honest to God truth. I started looking up, startup company information, looking for seed money, people looking for new types of products. And so I think one of the things that makes it unique that I started getting interest was because of the recipe. So the recipe it's not your typical baked bean recipe on the shelf at the store. It's not like a pork and beans or a tomato based. So what they are is they're made with a very dark brown sugar, maple, caramelized pineapple, and bacon. And it's a family recipe that I've kind of tweaked over the years to make my own. And they do garner a lot of attention at the holidays when we do have guests over. So I just started, telling about the recipe, and it piqued a lot of interest. And one particular guy I sent it to, he loved it. He actually wrote me a handwritten note, mailed it to me in snail mail, which was super cool. And he said, I had your baked beans. My wife and my son that was in town with some steak and some asparagus and mashed potatoes. And he said, they are spot on. You've got something here. Unfortunately, he works in the more health food side of things. And he said, how can I work this for you?
Beans on health food. There you go.
right. And I laughed so hard at him. I said, honey, this is like eating like a candy bar. And he says, okay, well, write down decadent.
All right, listen, since you believe in capitalism, so do we. We got to go for a quick break when we come back.
Yep.
I want to talk about, I'm seriously, if it was any other product, I probably wouldn't be making fun a little bit here, but I'm thinking beans. How do you sell beans? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House impeachment inquiry of President Trump is gaining momentum as the committees are looking over the whistleblower complaint that says the president improperly pressured Ukraine's leader to look for dirt on political rival Joe Biden. Staffers from several key committees have been invited to an urgent Ukraine briefing by the State Department's Inspector General on Capitol Hill on Wednesday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is accusing House Democrats of trying to intimidate State Department officials. House Judiciary Member Steve Cohen disputes Pompeo's claim and says he wants to hear from Kurt Volker, who quit his job as the special envoy to Ukraine after the release of the whistleblower report.
I think he's an important witness because he's honest, and he will give us information that I think will invoke the fact that the Constitution has been subverted.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure. You know, that song always reminds me of when I was a kid, and you take the albums and you'd spin them really fast while they, you know what I'm talking about? Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you will admit to be old enough to know what I'm talking about when we actually use needles, you know, on the albums, that is. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. I always say the same, get informed first. Don't spew the party line. Don't spew the line of your friends that you hang out with. Don't even spew the church line. I say that all the time, too. Just because the pastor says it doesn't make it true. Just because your rabbi says it doesn't make it 100% real. Got to do a little of work on your own. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I am just so happy to have Stephanie Whitmire on with me. And she's got a great story about, you know what? Things happened in her life. Things happened in her family's life. And it didn't stop. Life didn't stop. And she had to reach out, and she had to make a change in her life, and for the better. And Stephanie, thanks so much for being with me.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And it all started with beans, right?
It all started with the beans.
Excuse me, I got to do this. I can't help myself. It gave her the gas she needed to move forward. You know what I'm saying? All right. Ba-dum-bum-tsh. Thank you very much. You see why I don't do comedy. It just doesn't work out well for me. Anyhow, so you get the product. You're pushing it on your own. You're making the phone calls, and you make the connection, right?
Yep.
And then what?
And then what? So I started garnering some attention for it, and like I said, I was just calling and networking and a lot of LinkedIn messages trying to hunt people down and what their particular positions are. And I got linked up with a young lady on who's a buyer for Walmart, and she was not the particular person I had to contact, but she said that she would locate the correct person. So anyways, we've been in touch back and forth, and long story short there, they gave me an approval. So I'm not going to be in-store just yet, but I got Walmart.com. So we're, just beyond blessed being able to get that far, to have someone believe in us enough to say, hey, we think this is good enough to do that. So
okay, so
it was a very proud moment.
You didn't just step back at that point in time. Okay, we got it. All right, honey, we're not worried about your, almost 30 years thrown out. We got these beans and we're set for life. Now, you didn't stop there, though, did you? You now have Belvedere Delectables, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So in the middle of talking with one of the investors that was, you know, working with us, he said, well, do you have anything else to add to your line? Because retail stores like to have more than just like one product.
Right.
And I said, well, as a matter of fact, I do. So everything that I have done at the holidays, which I started at the age of 17, my dad took me into the kitchen at 17, and he said, it's time for you to learn how to cook the family meal. And from 17 on, and I'm 40 now, from that many years, I have been preparing the holiday meals every year.
Wow.
And I've kind of put my own spin on things over the years. And so when I was talking with him, I said, I do. I have this whole entire holiday meal that I do with mashed potatoes, stuffing, green bean casserole, sweet mashed potato casserole, rolls. It's all homemade and it's all my own recipes. And I said, in all honesty, we just put this all together. And he said, I love it. He goes, I think that is perfect. It will round it out. And so now that we have that, we're actually doing some desserts. I've brought on two collaborating chefs that are going to be bringing on their own line of things. So it's going to be expanding. And our ultimate goal and what we want to try and do is be everything but your main dish. So you go into the store, I need this side, and this side, and that'll complement any main dish that you make throughout the week. So it's super easy and very convenient.
So are these canned products? Are they the products that come in some of those vacuum-packed containers? Or how does this work? I mean, the food stuff, for me, just throws me for a loop. I don't understand. I don't understand any of it. I'm used to making stuff in a kitchen, and end of discussion. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to this food stuff, yeah, I know it's all right. Listen. Let me tell you what. I'm Italian. I know how to talk through these things, Stephanie. So, all right. So but you know, a second ago, does this come? I mean, I'm not throwing this at you to make it look funny, but does it come in cans? Does it come in those vacuum packages? I mean, do you make it look good so that, you know, I want to bring it home and tell my wife, hey, this will work for us?
Right, exactly. So what we have entertained a couple different packaging types. We started out with jar containers for the beans, and those were originally 16 ounces. And since we have established a full line now, what we're going to do is increase the quantity of it. So we're looking at 24 ounce, and they're like little tubs. I'm not sure if you can tell that from what I have posted, but they're mini little tubs. It almost reminds me of like a country crock tub in a way. They're
right.
Kind of that shape.
Yep.
And, yes, so they will be sealed, and they are not frozen. They will be fresh. And so we have been working with the manufacturer to get all of that shelf stable so that it will last and not have to be frozen.
Okay, so a lot of your advertising, a lot of what I'm reading about you and about the product, you talk about millennial moms, a lot about
yes.
millennial moms.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of joke about this. I talk to my daughters. I think I told you a little while ago. You know, I grew up in an Italian household. It sounds terrible, but all the women knew how to cook. They were taught how to cook.
Right? Yeah.
I was taught how to cook because my grandmother was sure I would never find a woman that knew how to cook like her. So she was going to teach me how to cook. And
I love that.
And I try to pass it on to my daughters, and they know how to cook. But I'm surprised at how many young women don't know how to cook today. So does this help?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's probably part that part not have being taught, but I also think it's the fact of how much we're trying to cram into a day, and trying to be perfect at everything that we're trying to do, and personally, even though I'm a generation removed from that only by a year or two, I guess, if when you're looking at what that age range is,
mm-hmm.
I even find it for myself, struggling with trying to have it all, do it all, and put it all together. I have a very personal story about how this kind of came about. My daughter was sitting at our bar. She was doing some history homework. I was putting together some craft, a gift. My husband was cooking macaroni and cheese, and then I took over and I started cooking the steaks. And my daughter, at the same time, is asking me about something about George Washington. And I was literally, like, frazzled. I was, like, trying to answer her question, do dinner. And it just, I just felt like things were falling through the cracks. And more, I was like, okay, we're just going to run through a drive-thru and get something. So in kind of analyzing that, we started getting some feedback because we were selling locally here in Warrenton, in Virginia. And some of the customers was like, you know, I really like what you are offering. These sides are already prepared. All I have to do is heat and serve, and it's making life so much easier. And I'm like, exactly. That's kind of the way that I felt in my own household. So it just kind of started to, I just had a realization that there was a real market out there for this niche, I guess, or this target shopper.
Wow. I'm reading some of the numbers here that you have down. 8 out of 10 millennial moms who have children ages 6 or younger said that parenting is exhausting. I hate to sound funny, but no kidding. Seriously, right?
Right, exactly. It is.
But this is not a news
flash. And there is a real thing, there's a real thing about feeling judged and uh-huh. wanting to be perfect, too, which is in talking with my customers, that was some information that I learned from them. And then looking at, is this a real thing for people? So I started looking at the statistics. And what I was hearing on the back end was matching up with what the research said. Uh-huh.
All right, we're going to go for a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the product and how people can get it. And I'm very much interested in how you just didn't give up and you kept pounding away until you succeeded. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stephanie will be with us on the other side of the break, I promise.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
We are back.
Well, the Eagles been flying.
Come on. Doesn't get any more Americana than Charlie Daniels, right? I mean, seriously. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being with me. I really do appreciate your time with me. I know there's like 3,000 other stations. You're listening to this one. For me, that's a big deal. One of two things. It either shows me what a high IQ you have, or maybe it's the only station you get your hands on. I don't know, but I'm glad that you're listening. I'm glad you're having some fun with us. And look, we do not do politics 24/7 on the show. We do not do the social justice warrior stuff that I do 24/7. You've got to have some hope too. You've got to know that there are opportunities available. There are options available, no matter what the other side is doing, right? No matter what the Dems or whoever are doing. We serve, some of us, not all of us, some of you I feel sorry for, but some of us serve a bigger God that can get us through this. And you know what? You just never give up hope. You just keep fighting. You never give up hope. Before I bring Stephanie on, one of my favorite pictures, I know all of you have seen this. Have you ever seen the picture with the stork? And he's got a frog halfway in his mouth, and the frog's got his hand gripped on the stork's throat, and the thing says, "Never give up." That is my favorite picture of all time. Anyhow, Stephanie, thanks for being with me. Stephanie Whitmoyer joins me, and she's got a great story, too, on how after getting some pretty bad news on her husband and his job with AT&T, yeah, I don't mind saying their name. You don't have to. After being with them for almost 30 years, this is the kind of thank you, have a nice day he got from them, which I've always found to be amazing. There's got to be a way to fix that. But anyhow, Stephanie, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. So you, out of this adversity, and I don't know, would you, if your husband didn't lose his job, honestly, would you have ever thought about doing something like this?
I would say probably not. I think this was definitely a kick in the butt and a direction from God in some kind of way.
Yeah.
To put us on a different path in life, for better, worse, or indifferent, this was, I think this had to happen. This was our destiny, and we could either cry about it, or I guess, you know, that whole saying about, you know, I got lemons, let's make some lemonade. That's what we did. I mean, to us, you can't, and to me, I don't think you can just say, oh, I'm going to stop. I mean, you have to keep going. I mean, mm-hmm. we have a family to take care of. Like, what, you know, we had to figure something out.
Yeah.
So this just happened to be what we did.
Yeah, but, you know, some people, you read the stories, you know it. Some people would say, oh, my God. I have kids to feed. We have no way this. We're going to have to. We'll have to go on welfare, move to a smaller house, get rid of one of the cars. I mean, you go through all these kind of negative things,
sure.
if you would, instead of just you take a couple of days, you sit back. If you're a praying person, you need to pray on it and find out, hey, what direction do I need to go to, what doors are being opened for me. And even if you're not a praying kind of person, there are other options available to you than just throwing in the towel, if you would. And you chose not to throw in the towel. But the other thing, again, coming back to the millennial portion of this, if you would, you know, millennial moms that are becoming parents. And to your point, I talked about this the other night in the show. We do a segment called Millennial Mondays, that the millennials
right.
are waiting longer to get married. Some of them aren't getting married. They don't see any reason to. They're waiting longer to buy houses. They're waiting longer to have kids. So it's a whole
yeah.
different animal. Is it because they're not ready? They're fearful of doing it. Nobody's really set a foundation for them. Any thoughts on that?
I think, in all honesty, I think there's a little bit of ingredients of all of those things that you just said. I think there is a life preparedness maybe has been lacking in some instances. I would also say that the need to accomplish so much, and what I see that very strongly in this generation. I see the need to fit so much into a day that there literally is like no time to breathe, and everybody is trying to do so many things at so many times. You know, like after school, we have so many after school activities, and believe me, I'm a proponent of, you know, kids need to be involved in several
sure.
things and other extracurriculars. Absolutely, 100%. But our days are getting longer with everyone trying to, you know, I got to be here, I got to do this, I got to, you know, so many obligations. And I think one of the things that has fallen through the cracks for this particular generation is the family dinner time. And you know, kind of going back to my personal story, that was something that I recognized in my own family, that where this is a thing that's coming through the cracks that I think is really super important. You know, growing up, that was something that was really important to my family, and I know it was very important to many families, you know, sitting around the dinner table, you know, and then we didn't have these cell phones and electronics and whatnot.
No.
I think that brings a whole other element to things.
Yeah, but that's when you learned all
but
the secrets
at the, table.
At the dinner table, right?
Right, exactly.
We had dinner at the table every night. It was
yeah.
mandatory, unless you had something really special going on. And to your point,
that's right.
Tammy, my wife, would make one of the kids make one of the dishes every night. So they had to learn how to do
right.
something.
Yes.
Including the job they love, which was cleaning up the table afterward. But
right. That's always the funnest part, right?
Yeah, right, right. So,
yeah, but that time has been lacking. So
mm-hmm.
we found there was an importance there.
No, I agree with you, and I think that it's that family time that's missing, and you're right about the cell phone. They were just starting to come in when my kids were young,
yeah.
and you know, you couldn't have computers in your rooms, you couldn't have any of that stuff. We just didn't allow it. When they got older, If they had a cell phone, if they were older, or if they had any kind of electronic device, it stayed downstairs. Did not go to the bedroom with them.
Right.
That just wasn't acceptable.
Right.
So,
exactly.
All right. The Belvedere Delectable. So you've got these millennials that are running around like crazy, just trying to live life, trying to get through life. Now the question of the hour is, can they afford it? I mean, because, you know, I don't know. Some of them you hear financially, they don't do very well with budgeting. Some of them do a good job with budgeting. How does this fit into their budget?
Well, that's one of our core, striving beliefs that we are really trying to get a message out. We want to make our product affordable for everyone. And it's quality food. We call ourselves a gourmet company. We put a lot of time and a lot of effort into making sure the quality of our food, and that's why we went in the direction of not being frozen. So what we're trying to offer is a quality, affordable option that is going to help bring back family time every night for your family. Because we're believing in that, bringing that quality time back together. So when we get on Walmart.com, and we're going to be releasing our official date for that very soon. Once our products are loaded on there, you're going to be able to go on there and order, you know, however many sides that you want per night, right? Maybe tonight I want a mashed potato and a green bean casserole, and tomorrow maybe I want some stuffing with my chicken. You'll be able to order all of those ahead of time and have them delivered right to you.
Well, the other thing I'm going to say to you, it's a little personal. You don't have to talk about it if you don't want to, but I have friends that have got MS over the years, and some of them can't move. After a few years, they really have a hard time. And you have MS, and you're still pushing through, and you're still making things happen, and you still try to help out young millennials. I mean, God bless you for doing that. It's got to be tough at times.
It is very tough, and I do work with a lot of work against a lot of adversity. I do lose the feeling of my legs from time to time. I have a walker, a wheelchair, and a cane. There are times where my husband has to pick me up and take me to the bathroom. In fact, just the other day, I lost coordination, and I had to scoot on my butt to go up our stairs. So I definitely am working against that, but the bigger part of that, and I'm going to be honest with you, I brag on my husband all the time. I have an amazing husband. And he is really my truly inspiration right behind God in everything that I do. We actually started, because of him, actually this is because of him, we started what we call Belvedere Beliefs. So that's another thing that I'd like to share, which is super cool. So from every purchase, 5% is going to be donated to our Belvedere Belief Fund, which is going to go towards helping MS finding a cure. But we're going to try to be a little more creative with the funds. So I call my husband the why. He's in a caretaker role, and you know, being a patient is one animal, and being in a caretaker role is in a whole other species. And sometimes I think caretakers, you know, their role gets overlooked because the patient is always so, you know, front and center. So with our Belvedere Beliefs Fund, we're going to take that money and try to say, you know, hey, aunt, uncle, friend, whoever might be in a caretaker role, what can we do to, you know, do something special for you? Maybe
we'll
it's a spa day.
We'll have to back on because we're up against it. No, and then we'll about that because, you know, people need to know what's going on. They need to know what options are available to them. Stephanie, thanks so much for being with me. We're going to put your information up on the website. And again, I really think it's an inspiration to people to see that no matter what you've gone through, no matter what you've had come up against you, you keep pushing through. And that's the key to success. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot more come up in the next hour. Don't go far. Seriously, you're going to miss out on a lot of fun because I'm here, right? We'll be back in a few minutes.